وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIV English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the traits that makes human beings bad. Obviously, we are not perfect, and there is nothing in this creation that is perfect, and perfection only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything below Allah is short, so we are as short as it gets. Now, understanding who we are, understanding what makes us us, is what's going to help me become a good person and enter heaven, or is going to help me become a bad person and enter hell. So there's a self-discovery in the process. We need to learn and understand who we are. So Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, Rahim Allah amri'an. May Allah bless a man or a person. Arifa min ayn. He knew from where. وفي أين, and in what, وإلى أين, and to where he's going. So there's a self-discovery in this world that me and you need to go through. We said one of the things that we go through, one of the traits that we have, is weakness. We are weak. No matter how strong you are, no matter how much money you have, no matter how much power you have, no matter how much weapons you have, and no matter how much supporters you have, or followers, or whatever, you're still weak. You came from a speck of a sperm. Allah says, we create you out of weakness, min ضعفن. Then you were created in a human body, and then that human body will be taken away from you, will be stripped out of all your powers. You're going to be an old man. That's it, done. And then after being old, you'll die. So what power do I and you have in this world? Why should we become pharaonic in our thinking, in our ideology, in our anger, in our actions? We are very weak. We are, you know, we have nothing. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, Miskinun ibn Adam. What a poor creation, the son of Adam. Now, obviously, when Amir al-Mu'mineen says, Miskinun ibn Adam, like poor is the son of Adam, me and you have to ask the question, why are we looked at in a pity in the sight of Amir al-Mu'mineen? He says, Maktum al-Ajal. You have no idea when you will die, nor do I. That itself, it's a scary aspect. It's like when you know there's a snake in the room, but you don't know where the snake is and could just jump in any minute and bite you. What state of horror are you in? But do we even feel like that? No, we think that we're going to live forever. But Amir al-Mu'mineen says, oh man, I feel sorry for you. You don't even know when you're going to die. It could be any second for me, you. That's the reality. I could be talking to you right now and I can drop on the mic as I talk. That's how dangerous and how scary it is. Then he says, مكتوم الأجل مكنون العلل. His diseases, his sicknesses are all in him. They come and they go. One day you're healthy, one day you're sick. Let's take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we are looking at the hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen where he talks about the human being and he feels pity for him. He says, "Maktum al-ajal, maknun al-alal," that all the diseases are within him. "Mahful al-amal," even his work, it is not in your own hand. Someone has to give it to you. "Tu'lumuhu al-baqqa," a fly, an insect, can hurt him and annoy him. It's like, have you seen, you know, when we get a bug bite, or a fly bites us, and the pain, that the sting that leaves, and then we keep scratching it, and we feel that irritation. He says, "Tu'lumuhu al-baqqa." Baqa is the smallest of the creations of God. It's like it's a very tiny type of flying insect. It's a very, very tiny insect. It just when even one sits on our skins, we can hardly see it. But when it bites, it leaves a mark. That's how strong we are, right? So we said, "I am invincible." Yet a tiny creation of Allah makes you feel pain. وَتَقْتُلُهُ الشَّرْقَ. You can just choke on anything and die. You know what I mean? So, like you can eat something and choke on it. Some people even choke on water and die. And then he says, وَتَنْتُنُهُ الْعَرْقَ. Also, when you smell things, you get annoyed by it, you don't like it, and you know, just the sweat that we have, we get disgusted by it. But sometimes when he says "watantunuhu al-arqa," like your own sweat, you get disgusted by it rather than other people's sweat. So you can see that from every aspect we are weak. So definitely the Amir al-Mu'mineen, when he pity the human beings, he has all rights to do so. And he also said, when he's trying to bring to my attention of how weak I am, he says, "أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ جَزَعَ أَحَدُكُمْ مِنَ الشَّوْكَةِ تُصِيبُهُ." Have you seen how helpless and weak a person becomes when a thorn gets stuck in his feet? You know, when you're walking on the ground and a thorn gets stuck in your feet and he starts screaming and you jump. He says, "That's you, my friend." And then he continues, "وَالْعَثْرُ تُدْمِي," and if he trips and falls, he will bleed. "وَالرَّمْضَاءُ تُحْرُقُ," that when you walk on hot plains on the ground when it's hot, it will burn your feet. فَكَيْفَ. Now, obviously, Amir al-Mu'mineen won't let it go without having to mention the Akhira, would he? He says, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا كَانَ بَيْنَ الطَّبَقَيْنَ مِنْ نَارٍ. How would he feel then if he was in between two plates of hellfire? The جِيعُ حَجَرٍ وَقَرِنُ الشَّيْطَانِ. That he's sleeping on rocks of fire and his companion is shaitan. The idea here that he's trying to bring to my attention, human beings, you're weak. Anything and everything in this life can harm you and damage you. You're not powerful, you're not strong. Therefore, do not transgress. Do not harm your fellow human beings. Don't take their rights. Calm down. Relax. Realize who you are. This way, you can be granted salvation. Otherwise, you're going to hell with Shaitan being your companion. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم